And it's time to talk sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Fran.
Well, Israel Folau has been found to have committed a high-level breach of his employment contract with Rugby Australia. What happens next?
Well, Fran, the three-person panel, two silks and a human rights lawyer that found him guilty, will now hear submissions from both parties on penalty, with Rugby Australia, you would think, highly likely to push for his sacking, given this finding of the high-level breach vindicates its stance against Folau's second round of homophobic social media posts. In sporting clubs, Fran, and probably in business everywhere you go, there's this measurement that says that when you're spending 99% of your time dealing with 1% of your employees, it's probably for everyone's benefit to part company. A final decision, though, is not expected for a while. When it is imposed, both sides have 72 hours in which to lodge an appeal. Folau's father has already indicated his son will accept the findings of the tribunal as the will of God. And if that's the case, it will end, in Australia at least, and by Folau's choosing, whether he believes that or not right now. It'll end what has been a varied but more often than not spectacular career in rugby league. He was a superstar there. Australian rules football.
Isn't he our highest try maker?
Yep, yes, in Super Rugby he is the try scorer, and look, he's been a Wallaby, 70 plus tests. He wasn't a bad Australian rules footballer either, and if he hadn't been playing with a team of schoolboys, probably would have done a lot better than he did. And in rugby union, of course, he's been one of the superstars up there with David Pocock in recent times. But clearly, the time has come for both Rugby Australia and Israel Folau to pursue different paths, and of course Israel Folau has chosen his friend.
Okay, in the AFL meanwhile, Gary Ablett has found a more sympathetic tribunal than Israel Folau. His offence, we were talking about it yesterday, downgraded to careless. That means he can play this weekend, yes?
Yes, Fran. Look, the AFL tribunal that Gary Ablett appeared before was made up of a fellow 300 gamer, Stuart Lowe, a fellow surfer, Richard Loveridge, and a fellow country boy, Shane Wakeland. So there was a lot of simpatico there before they actually got down to the matter of deciding whether what he did was intentional or whether it was careless or all the other little variations that the lawmakers at the AFL have dreamed up. Look, the AFL's silk was completely outnumbered, really. He was grasping at straws. Even this weird suggestion that because of his great talent and his unblemished record, that Ablett had to meet a higher standard than everybody else. Yes, they were that desperate. The panel's deliberation took just 3 minutes. The offence downgraded, such that as instead of a one-match suspension, Ablett has been fined $2,000, and he can play this weekend. Whether he does or not, it'll be interesting to see, because there is this idea that Gary Ablett will be rested at various times over the season. He was pretty happy with the outcome, mainly because he believes steadfastly he's not a dirty player, and also, just quietly, because in his current form, depending on how many games he does get to play, a third Brownlow isn't out of the question, Fran.
And in tennis, just briefly, a win for John Millman, but Alex de Minaur beaten in Madrid overnight.
Yeah, Millman through to the round of 32 after beating the American Steve Johnson via a couple of tiebreakers. But Alex de Minaur, he's only slowly getting back into the sport and into that form that made him one of the great promising next big things, of course, of tennis. He had a pectoral muscle injury, and of course when you try to serve or hit a tennis ball hard, that restricts you. He lost to Hubert Hurkacz in straight sets, and Ashley Barty is due to play a little bit later today as she aims for that top eight seeding at the French Open, Fran.
In rugby league, the judiciary last night cleared Penrith's James Maloney of a chicken wing tackle.
Yeah, Fran, look, tribunals and judiciary hearings in vogue yesterday, and this one before the NRL's panel, this is where the boy from Orange was attempting to avoid being the Orange boy. He was facing a one-match suspension for his tackle on Canberra's John Bateman. Now, he claimed he was merely desperately hanging on to the Englishman and waiting for the call of held, which, of course, the referees do call out at various stages in the game. And he also accused Bateman of trying to milk a penalty. He didn't get that penalty, by the way. The judiciary agreed with everything that Maloney said, and that means he can play this weekend against the West Tigers as the Panthers attempt to resurrect their season, Fran. Who would have thought they would be in this position given all the early season promise?
Indeed. And in football, Sydney FC now free to concentrate on the rest of the A-League season as Liverpool pulls off the miracle in Europe's Champions League.
Well, we've got Asian Champions League and European Champions League going on all over the place. Fran, Sydney FC was beaten in their ACL match last night with Ulsan 1-0, and that ends any hopes of going deeper into that competition. They didn't really have that many anyway. The A-League is really where the focus is. Sydney FC to play Melbourne Victory at Cogra Jubilee Oval on Sunday. Now, in the UEFA Champions League, cop this, even Klopp this, as in Jurgen Klopp, their coach, Liverpool into the final. And this is a miracle result. I mean, we can get carried away often in sport, but this is one of those. Against Barcelona, down 3-0 on goal differences after the first leg. At home at their holy place, Anfield, the Liverpudlians have beaten the Spanish club 4-0. An amazing performance. They will find out later, or early tomorrow morning, I guess, who their final opponents will be. Tottenham or Ajax, the other final that's going to be played in the wee small hours tomorrow morning, Australian time.
Okay, and just briefly, in cricket, the Gabba back from the outer next time. It's set to host the first test against Pakistan.
Yeah, well, of course, Cricket Australia bowed, as it always does, to the Indians, who refuse to play there because it's a bit too lively and the humidity gives the Australian bowlers a great advantage. But the players wanted it this year. And also, I'd have to say, my mates from the Beasts of Yeast, the perennial champions in the Brisbane Bands Comp, Fran, they always assemble for that first day of the test match at the Gabba, and I think they'll be just as happy as the rest of Australia to know that we're back at the Gabba for the opening test of the season, Fran.
Back to the Gabba. Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield. It's 23 to 8 on Breakfast.